Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled additional details of his plan to vaccinate 100 million people during his first 100 days in office. Biden noting the seriousness of the coronavirus pandemic as the global death toll from COVID-19 surpassed the 2 million mark. He also said he'll use the Defense Production Act to speed up the vaccine rollout.
There are tens of millions of doses of vaccine sitting unused in freezers around the country, while people who want and need the vaccine can't get it. We'll fix the problem by encouraging states to allow more people to get vaccinated beyond healthcare workers.
Biden has called the Trump administration rollout of the vaccine a dismal failure, but he also noted despite the expanded effort, which includes billions for vaccine distribution sites and additional testing, things will get worse before they get better. And he criticized some Republican lawmakers' refusal to wear a mask during last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Parts of the California state capitol were closed to the public today. That's after anti-COVID-19 vaccine activists made threats to lawmakers during a budget hearing. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more from Sacramento.
In-person public comment has been rare at the California Capitol during the pandemic, but three women showed up to protest the vaccine and pandemic shutdowns. They did not identify themselves before speaking. Two of them used threatening language in their comments.
See how much longer we're going to just sit here and wait to give public comment. We didn't buy guns for nothing.
The leader of the state Senate, who oversees security, said the comments are being treated as threats and closed the chamber to the public. The remarks came the same day Governor Gavin Newsom deployed 1,000 National Guard troops to protect the Capitol ahead of protests planned this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Nixon in Sacramento.
Civil rights officials at the Department of Health and Human Services have issued a series of actions to protect people with disabilities from health care rationing and other discrimination by medical providers. More from NPR's Joseph Shapiro.
The proposal would be a significant expansion of disability civil rights law. But the outgoing Trump officials have run out of time to write a formal rule. They've outlined one in hopes that the Biden administration will pick it up. The president-elect's campaign platform included similar ideas. The Trump administration's Office for Civil Rights at HHS would explicitly ban a wide range of disability discrimination in medical settings, from denying organ transplants to holding back scarce care like drug treatments or ventilators. And that's been an issue during the coronavirus pandemic. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Stocks lost ground at week's end. The Dow was down 177 points. The Nasdaq fell 114 points. The S&P 500 closed down 27 points today. You're listening to NPR. The National Rifle Association, citing what it calls a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, announced today it plans to reorganize and leave the state for Texas. The announcement by the NRA, which says it will use the bankruptcy court even as it contends it's currently in its strongest financial condition in years. New York Attorney General Letitia James blasted the group, which faces a lawsuit, along with leader Wayne LaPierre, for failing to manage the group's funds, leading to $64 million in losses over 3 years. The move would take the group out of a state where it's been incorporated for roughly 150 years. Oil giant Total is leaving the American Petroleum Institute. That's after disagreeing with a powerful trade group's stance on climate change. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, the French company wants more aggressive action to cut carbon emissions.
Total, like many European energy companies, is vowing to shift its business to massively reduce its contribution to climate change. The company says API is not aligned with that goal. It cited the group's lobbying efforts against electric vehicle subsidies, as well as a disagreement over carbon pricing, a form of climate action many corporations regard as business-friendly, but which API has not endorsed. In a statement, API said many different approaches are required to tackle the world's environmental and energy challenges, and that subsidies distort the energy market. Globally, carbon emissions are increasing, and the world is on track for catastrophic global warming. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Oil ended the session down $1.21 a barrel to $52.36 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.